Hello and welcome to Falcon Cast. Happy New Year to everyone out there. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. And, you know, if we've been watching this, we used the chip in the chair terminology. We went all in, and our seat is gone at the table. It was a fun run, but it didn't go the way of the Falcons last Sunday, did it, Jay?
No, we went up against pocket aces.
Yeah, you know, you didn't even get beat on the river, did you?
No,
it was the turn.
Just right out of the gate. Just we got built a 2 and a 7, and they were up against pocket aces. It seemed like, but yeah, it was not a good way to end the season. It was an ugly game. Not too many redeeming qualities from that one, and you know, it's going to leave a bad taste in the mouth of players for a long time. That's the thing about you know, your last game. Is that it's the last impression everybody's left with, and so it's going to be a long off season.
You know, Coach Smith was asked, "Did you see this coming? Is there anything that led up to the game that you saw this type of performance coming?" Obviously not. Like, who expects to see that type of a result? So, the surprising thing we follow the guys during practice, we watch them practice, we watch the coach's game plan. Just was unforeseen.
And credit to the Panthers.
Absolutely.
They came with a great game plan.
Absolutely.
And, they had the upper hand all afternoon long. And, you know, credit to them. And they are now the NFC champions. And, you know, if you have my opinion, I think they have a really good chance to make a little mini run in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
With the way they're dealt, kind of what we talked about, if things had fallen the right way for the Falcons, how it was going to go. It didn't. And then now the next news was Monday with the Mike Smith is no longer the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, it's a couple guys up here that have been with Smitty for a long time. And, you know, it was a pretty tough day. It's still tough. It's been a tough week, you know, because Mike Smith, as I've told people, the best I've ever worked with. And, you know, I don't know what's ahead, but, you know, in my opinion, he's the best I will work with. And the guy oozes professionalism. Mm-hmm. And even when, you know, I went and told him, you know, on Monday, you know, hey, gonna miss you, thanks for everything, he's still so professional and turned it on us and told us he thanked our group for, you know, kind of working with him, and that just is all about Smitty. So, you know, wish him the best, and, you know, the legacy that he's left here, it's going to last a long time, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, it is, and both on the field and off the mm-hmm. field, and you know, despite the last 2 years, I mean, you're talking about the winningest head coach in Atlanta Falcons history, and I mean, that's saying something when you think about a franchise that's been around since 1966, so please don't lose sight of that.
Mm-hmm.
This was a very tough decision for Arthur Blank, and he said it was the toughest decision that he's ever had to make in his career. Absolutely can see how tough that would be. Smitty was close with everybody around here, so it was a very hard day on Monday for all of us, you know, you want to look to the future, but right now it's a lot of just, you know, kind of picking up the pieces and seeing where things go.
And, you know, as someone who is a native Atlantan, you know, the big joke and the black cloud was in the history of the Atlanta Falcons, they'd never had back-to-back winning seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to not hear that anymore. And you got to credit Mike Smith and his regime for that.
Absolutely.
And it was you know, that was like a big joke. It was, and people in the local media, and it was an easy thing to go to when you started talking Falcons. And not only did he get that where you don't have to hear it anymore, he really made the Falcons credible. It's a team that is, you know, consistently in prime time. You know, the brand that he helped build, you know, while he was here. You know, I think the Falcons are one of the, you know, talked about team, which is why as we start talking about, you know, the next chapter, it's a very good job. He's left us in a very good place. I think it's a very good job for a candidate.
Yeah, and I can speak. You guys have had the privilege of working with him for years. I just had this first year, and the thing that stands out to me is he does care about people. He cares about his coaching staff, his players. He even sought me out, I mean, to address me by name. I mean, I'm a new guy, and he takes time just to get to know me.
Yep.
So to go above and beyond in the way he was in the community just speaks to what he has done. Like you said, Jay, just the amount of wins, and Roddy talked about it. Matt Ryan posted on Instagram what he means to his career and also personally as a friend. So obviously, the legacy he's left here, unmatched.
It's kind of funny. I was telling Jay, you know, just think of some of the stuff we've asked him to do, you know, put GoPros in car, in his car, make him go to drive-through windows at McDonald's, you know, PSA for what's your favorite children's book. I mean, we threw a lot of stuff at him, a lot of curveballs, and not once did he ever, you know, complain about it, say he wasn't going to do it, and not you approach it with, you know, when and where I'm at, you tell me when and we'll get it done. And I'll always remember that about him. And, you know, I always remember another thing, you know, I told him on Monday, I said, you know, I'm so happy that I got to see your managerial style, because not once did he ever throw anyone under the bus. Mm-hmm. And when he was in charge, it's like you said, it stops at him. And, I respect that, because that's that you know, he had the respect of that locker room, and he had the respect of this front office for sure.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, he leaves behind a very attractive team. You know, you talk about Matt Ryan, who's going to be in kind of the prime of mm-hmm. his career. I mean, we may have not seen the best of Matt Ryan yet, and you've got a really solid core around him. So I think, as of right now, as far as the other openings, I would have to say that Atlanta would be the most attractive job, and it's not just me that's saying it. There's a lot of guys out there, national media members, who are saying the same thing. So it's going to make this coaching search a lot more interesting. I think, you know, Atlanta's going to have the pick of the litter, so to speak. I don't know, timetable-wise, I would say that Arthur Blank is the kind of guy who's going to do his due diligence on a lot of guys. I don't think he's zeroed in on one particular candidate or one particular guy, but you know, I think that for him, he just wants to get the right guy. It's a pivotal year,
and you're playing, you know, you are kind of in the waiting game mode, and you know, we're kind of, you know, everyone's on standby right now to see what happens. And I think, Jay, you said it totally true, is that Arthur Blank is going to, you know, make sure he's dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's when he does this search. That's what he does. It's not his first rodeo, as you know, as even in his days at Home Depot. I think this is kind of how he handled things, and he will make sure that. And the other thing, he will make sure that, you know, resources are not an issue. He will make sure he gets the right person for this job.
And you know, the other side of this too is, yeah, the Falcons job is an attractive one, but there are a lot of attractive candidates out there as
correct.
Well. You've got some former head coaches. You've got some coordinators who seem to be up and coming type of guys. A lot of good names out there. I mean, if I guess there's never a good year to go into a coaching search, but I mean, you've got a pretty good selection to choose from right now. And it looks like the Falcons are being very active so far, according to reports.
And Reed, I'll go to you on this. You know, when you start hearing the rumor mill, and you know, everyone hears the candidates, it's kind of funny when you know, some people are, oh, I don't know if that's the biggest name. You look back, Mike Smith wasn't the biggest name when he was hired here. He came as a coordinator, defensive coordinator for the Jaguars. And I remember being here being like, who? You know, Mike Smith, there's like 1,000 of those guys in the phone book when you open it. But, you know, I think, Reed, you know, you're kind of following this, you know, socially and writing some things about it. But, you know, you got to be careful with, you know, always wanting that big, you know, sparkly hire. There are some, like Jay said, up-and-comers out there as well.
Yeah, and you talk about, like, the big hitters, the eye candy, the ear candy type of coaches, the Rex Ryans, and those names are obviously out there. But also, obviously, a lot of coordinators, talented coordinators on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. And I like what Arthur said best. He's not so much concerned about the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator mindset in his next head coach. He wants a leader. He wants a motivator. He wants an open-minded guy who can get the most out of his players on and off the field. And that's to say that, not to say that Smitty couldn't do that, but that's going forward. That's what he wants. And there's plenty to pick from in this candidate pool.
Jay, take us through, you know, into the next big news cycle will be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Kind of take us through the offseason, you know, some important dates and things that, you know, we'll be covering for everyone out there.
Yeah, so you'll have the coaching search, obviously, and then after that, January 25th is the Senior Bowl. The Jags and Titans coaching staffs have been chosen for that one. So Gus Bradley goes back. And
I texted our good friend Hamza, who's the logistics coordinator for the who's director of logistics for the Jaguars, and I said, "Lucky you,
you get to plan a
trip for your whole coaching staff to Mobile." And he sent me a pretty funny emoticon.
Yeah,
that you can probably guess what it was.
Yeah. So you've got the Senior Bowl January 25th. You'll have practices leading up to that all that week. Then the Combine, you know, the NFL Scouting Combine up in Indianapolis. That'll be February 17th through the 23rd. March 10th at 4 p.m. free agency kicks off. And then the draft April 30th to May 2nd. So we're back to an end of April draft, which is nice. I know last year our social media coordinator, Morgan Alverson, had tried to plan her wedding around the draft, and then they went ahead and moved it to...
And the draft's in Chicago this year.
Yes, it is in Chicago.
See that. So, and just know that you know, everyone for AtlantaFalcons.com will be covering that, especially these two guys next to me. They're going to do, you know, you'll just have a lot of content about all these things, and it'll be really good. So now it's time. Break with Bosek. He's not wearing his Rudolph sweater anymore. By the way, Brian, who won the best sweater, what you saw socially? And happy New Year to you, by the way.
Thank you. Socially, it was a tight race. We had a lot of submissions, a total of 5.
Thanks, everyone.
And, appreciate it. I'll show you them on here.
Like, 3 of them were probably family members.
Yeah, right.
So we had this King Amadu.
Yeah, thanks, King. Look at him. Give me a little love right there.
So he gave Matt a vote, and then he tweeted again saying, I was a close second. But you get the win.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mrs. Adams, Jay's mother, voted for Jay.
That's your mom on Twitter?
No.
Oh.
Some spam account, I don't know.
That is not.
And we got this guy voting for me, rocking the best sweater of all.
That's like your brother.
No. Yeah. Brent, that's a different name.
All right.
So it's 1-1-1. Reed's grandma got on here as well. So we got a...
Thanks, Graham.
We got a 4-way tie.
It's -2 degrees in Minnesota right now.
And then last but not least, this is the deciding vote.
Ah.
Looks like Bosak got the win.
Yeah. Another free plug for Jim Spirits Wear.
Appreciate it.
Another
Jim's got to start throwing us that cash for the number of mentions here.
Jim, I'm going to throw you a shirt idea that I have, and you're going to have to make it for all the free pub we've given you.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do you got? You got any good questions for us?
Yeah, all right. Players heading into the offseason. We're in the offseason. What's your favorite place to go on vacation?
Now, Reed, I'm sure you got like 18 of these.
List them off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's not forget about the Pro Bowl, even though it's not going to be in Hawaii. Been to Hawaii. It's going to be in Arizona this year. But Hawaii is a great vacation spot. But I love San Diego. Like, just the great ocean,
La Jolla.
The beaches. Oh, unbelievable.
Been awesome. How about you, Jay?
God, I'm such a nerd. I'm going to say, and I'm going to plan a trip to go there this year, is Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It's one of my favorite places on earth. I love going there, immersing myself in the history. Sorry, cool. I'm just a weirdo.
I go to Hilton Head every year. I love it. I love how it's laid out, the bike riding, the beaches. It's fun to go with the family, and you know, I like to play a little golf out there, too. So I like Hilton Head every year. What else you got, Bosa? Hey, Bosa, let's not leave you out. Where do you like to go?
We talked about this a couple of months ago, but what were you going to say?
Water park?
Yep, yeah. Well, Wisconsin Dells.
Wisconsin Dells, yeah.
We went there
up there in Eau Claire, right? Near Eau Claire.
It's in Wisconsin Dells. Yeah.
Now, Ryan, what about the theme park you worked at?
Pirates Cove?
Yeah.
Well, that's my hometown, so it can't really be a vacation spot.
Maybe you go, instead of Gettysburg, you can go to Pirates Cove, Jay.
Will you be there in a full pirate regalia?
If it means you will go to visit Pirates Cove.
Then yes, that's a deal.
All right, Bosek, what else you got?
Last but not least, New Year's Day. What's your New Year's resolution for this new year of 2015?
Reed, I know you already have like...
Yeah, you got 18 of them. Go ahead, list them off.
Well, obviously, being very fortunate and privileged to be married, coming up on a year, I definitely have to be more...
Watch this. Real quick, I'm going to break it. This, he's going to be like, hey, honey, why don't you check FalconCast like the 18-minute mark here? Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, I need to be more punctual. Doing things, you know, a little bit more ambitious. Those are two of my bigger goals this year. More ambitious, more punctual.
May grow another beard.
Yeah, it didn't look nearly as good as I thought it would.
Did Abby enjoy the beard or no?
She actually did. Okay. She did.
Okay. That's good. That's good. I don't like resolutions. So I'm just going to try to do a little better than last year.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. But, you know, just, man, I ate pretty good. I was a good eater until the stressful times of the last few weeks, so... I'll get back on the healthy kick, probably.
What's yours?
What do you got,
Pastor? I'm with you, Jay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree.
So you asked a question that
I'm not the biggest New Year's resolution guy either. Because, for example, we were talking about this the other day at lunch. People put in, hey, I'm going to go to the workout every morning. 2 weeks later, that's no it. One sticks to their New Year's resolutions. But I was wondering if you guys did. Now I know.
All right. Let's get to picks. I'm going to throw a wrench in here, too, in a minute.
Oh, boy.
So, look at that. I went on a tear here.
You did.
And I passed Reed. Unfortunately,
you're welcome.
There's no more Falcon games. But, Bosek, what do you think about this? What if we do a little picks for who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh.
What do you think, guys?
That would still only get you to six.
Yep. I'm fine with it.
Well, no, how about we do this then? Let's go AFC, NFC, Super Bowl. And then you could totally get – you could get three picks, and then I could pass Jay.
Wild card round, divisional round.
Now we'll go give you a – NFC champion, AFC champion, Super Bowl champion.
Okay.
All right? And you have the honors because you have the most pick. You have the most
crying out loud. All right, NFC. I think Green Bay is going to be real hard to beat. So I'm going to go with Green Bay there. AFC, you know, everybody's going to want to say the Patriots, but, like, I could see one of these other teams going on a run. Man, you know what? I'm going to play it safe because I am in the lead and I've got a cushion here, so I'm going to go. I am going to go with the Patriots, and then out of that, I'm going to go with the Packers.
All right, I go next because I have passed you, Reed. I'm going to go Dallas Cowboys. I think they're going to be they're the hot team right now. I would probably pick Green Bay if you hadn't picked them. I think Dallas. I think their offensive line is just—it's really
they're clicking.
It's fun to watch, and they established a run, and then you know I've always thought Romo's was an underrated quarterback out there. So and you got Dez Bryant, good defense. So I'll take them in the NFC, AFC. Give me the Steelers. I'll go.
That was the other team I was Steelers.
I think
yeah.
They're also. I guess the Le'Veon Bell will be interesting to see.
Yeah, they
back.
Signed. They signed Ben Tate, so yeah. You got somebody now.
And then I'll say, can't believe I'm saying. I'll say Cowboys champions.
Wow, Cowboys Steelers. I mean, we've seen that matchup a couple of times in the Super Bowl. That's a good matchup.
Wow,
that would be fun.
I've given you. We can let you have Seattle. How about this?
Right. Hey, gifted.
Hey, I'm sticking. I'm gonna go with Seattle. Okay. I think they're rolling late like they did last year, picking up momentum. I watch them defensively and Russell Wilson doing his thing on offense. I'm going to keep it in the family. I have an aunt who's a huge Patriots fan.
No, he picked Patriots.
So you can't pick this. Oh, my bad. Okay.
You're making up the rules.
It's just
like
our game here. You can't pick the same player.
Okay. Well, then by default, I'm going to go with
Broncos.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And the Broncos. So I'll go.
So a rematch.
I'm going to go
rematch of last year.
It's kind of boring, but chip in a chair, deal with the hand.
Do better next year. You get the first pick.
Yeah. I'll do Seahawks, Broncos, and I'm going to go with back-to-back champs, Seattle. Wow. All
right. There you go. So Reed will not win. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you again. Just because the Falcon season ever does not mean we'll quit doing Falcon Cast. We'll keep doing these for you.
We'll be back
like it
week.
Or not, all five of you that tweeted us. Thanks again. Thanks to Brian, Nicole, Austin, and all these guys up here. Happy New Year, everyone. We hope it's happy, healthy. And that you, unlike Brian Bosek, will stick to your New Year's resolution. We'll see you next week on Falcon Cast.
We're going to take you out on some big plays, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, including Pro Brawlers, Julio Jones, and Devin Hester.
Why don't you enjoy these highlights Brian put together of the 2014 season.
But first, let me do a paper toss.
Oh, as he hits my head. Roll the highlights.
Sends Hester to the left, retreats to the 38. Devin cuts 40, 45, 50. Hester 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Atlanta. His 14th career punt return. Looping for Julio. Caught inside the 5. Give it to him. Touchdown Atlanta. Throw. Here comes the pressure. Down the field. Intercepted. Kamal Ishmael. Touchdown Atlanta. Holy smokes. 22-yard pick 6.
Go.
You been eating donuts?
Jackson running free. Steven Jackson breaking away. 20, 15, 10, 5. 19th player in league history with 11,000 yards. And here's the carry for the touchdown.
Take it with you, Steven. Go get that ball, Steven.
He knows.
Yeah,
let me get the rock.
What that is, a snaddle box?
Here's Ryan. Zips it to the end zone. White catches it for the touchdown against Antoine Blake.
That's the Roddy White we know right there.
Ryan on a straight drop. Pressure coming. Loops it to Freeman. A one-hand catch. Freeman at the five. Freeman, a touchdown. Oh, Devontae Freeman. Ashley Palmer in space had no chance against the former Seminole.